In any discussion of the biological and social inheritance of the Jews, the shadow of the ghetto must loom large. The Jews of Europe and America, and even of North Africa, are children of the ghetto, at no more than 4 or 5 generations removed. Whatever their geographical origin, within the ghetto walls, they lived everywhere in more or less the same milieu, subjected for several centuries to the same formative or deformative influences. From the geneticist's point of view, we can distinguish 3 such major influences: inbreeding, genetic drift, selection. Inbreeding may have played, at a different period, as large a part in Jewish racial history as its opposite, hybridization. From biblical times to the era of enforced segregation, and again in modern times, miscegenation was the dominant trend. In between, there stretched 3 to 5 centuries, according to country, of isolation and inbreeding, both in the strict sense of consanguineous marriages and in the broader sense of endogamy within a small, segregated group. Inbreeding carries the danger of bringing deleterious recessive genes together and allowing them to take effect. The high incidence of congenital idiocy among Jews has been known for a long time and was in all probability a result of protracted inbreeding and not, as some anthropologists asserted, a Semitic racial peculiarity. Mental and physical malformations are conspicuously frequent in remote Alpine villages, where most of the tombstones in the churchyard show one of half a dozen family names. There are no Cohens or Levies amongst them. But inbreeding may also produce champion racehorses through favorable gene combinations. Perhaps it contributed to the production of both cretins and geniuses among the children of the ghetto. It reminds one of Chaim Weizmann's dictum, quote, "The Jews are like other people, only more so," end quote. But genetics has little information to offer in this field. Another process which may have profoundly affected the people in the ghetto is genetic drift, also known as the Sewall Wright effect. It refers to the loss of hereditary traits in small, isolated populations, either because none of its founding members happened to possess the corresponding genes, or because only a few possessed them but failed to transmit them to the next generation. Genetic drift can thus produce considerable transformations in the hereditary characteristics of small communities. The selective pressures active within the ghetto walls must have been of an intensity rarely encountered in history. For one thing, since the Jews were debarred from agriculture, they became completely urbanized, concentrated in towns or shtetls, which became increasingly overcrowded. As a result, to quote Shapiro, quote, "The devastating epidemics that swept medieval cities and towns would in the long run have been more selective on Jewish populations than on any others, leaving them with progressively greater immunity as time went on, and their modern descendants would therefore represent the survivors of a rigorous and specific selective process," end quote. This, he thinks, may account for the rarity of tuberculosis among Jews and their relative longevity, amply illustrated by statistics collected by Fishberg. The hostile pressures surrounding the ghetto ranged from cold contempt to sporadic acts of violence to organized pogroms. Several centuries of living in such conditions must have favored the survival of the glibest, the most pliant and mentally resilient. In a word, the ghetto type. Whether such psychological traits are based on hereditary dispositions on which the selective process operates, or are transmitted by social inheritance through childhood conditioning, is a question still hotly disputed among anthropologists. We do not even know to what extent a high IQ is attributable to heredity and to what extent to milieu. Take, for instance, the Jews' once proverbial abstemiousness, which some authorities on alcoholism regarded as a racial trait. But one can just as well interpret it as another inheritance from the ghetto, the unconscious residue of living for centuries under precarious conditions which made it dangerous to lower one's guard. The Jew with the yellow star on his back had to remain cautious and sober, while watching with amused contempt the antics of the drunken goy. Revulsion against alcohol and other forms of debauch was instilled from parent to child in successive generations, until the memories of the ghetto faded, and with progressive assimilation, particularly in the Anglo-Saxon countries, the alcohol intake progressively increased. Thus, abstemiousness, like so many other Jewish characteristics, turned out to be, after all, a matter of social and not biological inheritance. Lastly, there is yet another evolutionary process, sexual selection, which may have contributed in producing the traits which we have come to regard as typically Jewish. Ripley seems to have been the first to suggest this. Quote, "The Jew is radically mixed in the line of racial descent. He is, on the other hand, the legitimate heir to all Judaism as a matter of choice. It affected every detail of their life. Why should it not also react upon their ideal of physical beauty? And why not influence their sexual preferences, as well as determine their choice in marriage? Its results thus became accentuated through heredity." End quote. Ripley did not inquire into the ghetto's ideal of physical beauty, but Fishberg did, and came up with an appealing suggestion. Quote, "To the strictly Orthodox Jew in Eastern Europe, a strong, muscular person is an Esau. The ideal of a son of Jacob was, during the centuries before the middle of the 19th century, a silken young man." End quote. This was a delicate, anemic, willowy youth with a wistful expression, all brains and no brawn. But he continues, quote, "In Western Europe and America, there is at present a strong tendency in the opposite direction. Many Jews are proud of the fact that they do not look like Jews. Considering this, it must be acknowledged that there is hardly a glowing future for the so-called Jewish cast of countenance." End quote. Least of all, we may add, among young Israelis.